Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Everyone in Central Texas who subscribes to the worthless Austin American Statesman got a paid for by taxpayer dollars propaganda pamphlet showing a smiling woman with this idiot smile, totally fake, with her hands on the steering wheel in a convertible driving through the hill country. The wonderful new toll roads, the first legs have opened. I want to talk about how they're domesticating us all over the country, how they're using this. More on election fraud news that's coming out, some of the dirty tricks the Republicans are playing, how some of the races are shaping up. But I want to run through a bunch of calls in this hour. 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to go to each caller quickly because I want to be able to go to the next person. 1-800-259-9231. If you disagree, if you agree, if you have a question, a comment. Let's go to Alex in Connecticut, then Andrew, Wesley, and others. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Actually, I wanted some advice how to look at the candidates because, honestly, I haven't been really up to date on my candidates in my state and county. But what are good questions that you should ask these people, and what should you look for? Because I know they always talk about, oh, yeah, prescription drugs, and we know that's bad. And
yeah, you don't want to hear what they're offering to give you, number one. You want to vote against most Republicans unless you know their voting record and they're pro-Second Amendment, pro-border control. Most of them aren't. You want to vote out incumbents generally. I mean, if there's a Democrat who's an incumbent, vote for the Republican. If there's a Republican who's an incumbent, vote for the Democrat. I would vote for third parties when you don't have a good Republican or Democrat to vote for. And really, just a few hours away from the election, it's kind of hard for me to tell you who to vote for. Locally, it's hard for me to even know the landscape where I live. It takes a lot of study, and I don't have all the answers there. But I just know this. Instead of us all focusing on federal elections with 50, 60% turnouts, how about we have 50% turnouts locally in local elections, which we normally don't. We have like 8% turnout.
Like for your mayors and stuff.
Yes, that's where you can really have an effect, where you can learn the issues.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
you don't want more bond proposals. You don't want more funding for police. You don't want day labor sites funding illegal aliens. You want less government, because that's the mechanism, no matter how good the plan sounds for you, that's the mechanism, the nexus point they use to get a hold of you in your life.
Now, could some of these state representatives, could they honestly, truthfully think that they're doing the right thing and they're being taught a wrong thing?
Yeah, a lot of them are useful idiots. I appreciate your call. They just listen to political consultants that tell them what winners do. Let's go ahead and talk to Andrew in Nebraska. Andrew, welcome.
Hey, Alex, thanks a lot for taking my call. Hey, I just had a quick analysis or whatever you want to call it on what's happening with Saddam Hussein and the whole trial and him getting charged. And I totally agree with you as far as him, you know, Grant, he's probably guilty, but essentially he's just following orders. And it reminds me of the 1993 World Trade Center bombings, where if you look at the facts, you look at the documents, it shows that, I believe it was Ramzi Yousef or something, probably pronouncing that wrong, but how he was just directed by the FBI to follow these orders, and he's just kind of following orders. And Grant, he's guilty,
It was Ahmad Salam.
Right, there you go. I'm sorry. My bad. Wrong name. So, but, you know, essentially...
Yeah, the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver, gave him the explosives, gave him the detonators,
right.
And he thought it was a sting. They pulled him off, and he recorded them telling him to let it go forward.
Sure, sure, definitely. So, and just a real quick plug, if you don't mind me making, there's a website I have that kind of documents the Franklin cover-up here in Omaha, where I'm at. It's franklincase.org. franklincase.org. So,
yeah, I've been to that site. I should have you on as a guest sometime.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate
it. Hey, thank you. Thank you, Andrew. Good to hear from you. Good point you brought up. Wesley in Idaho and others, your calls are straight ahead. Wide open phones today. In fact, I'm going to take five or six calls in the next segment. 1-800-259-9231. Lots of news coming up as well. Stay with us.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The Japanese have used magnetic therapy for thousands of years, and it's more popular today than ever before. Established in 2000, Arizona Unipol Magnetics, AUM, is the number one online source for the superb Dr. Philpott-approved Polar Power Magnetics. Now offering a complete line of these fine magnetics in an easy-to-read mail-order catalog. No hyped-up product descriptions to waste your time, just the facts. Unique polar-powered magnetics are designed to apply only the negative magnetic field to the body, and they're the only magnetics used in Dr. Philpott's research. Proven safe with over 23 years of documented research, now GCN listeners can order the polar-powered ceramic block biomagnet and get a discount. This is the workhorse of all biomagnets. Just mention GCN when you place your order. Visit azunimags.com. That's A-Z-U-N, as in North, I-M-A-G-S.com. Or call toll-free to order and request a catalog. 888-442-0449. That's 888-442-0449.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Not only did H.R. 6166 abolish the Bill of Rights in its entirety, the Military Appropriations Act, signed October 17th, puts the military over control of the U.S. Going back several years, their new passport rules were to go even on a fishing boat. Let's say you go to Port Aransas, Texas, and you want to go out 50 miles on one of those day fishing boats. They're claiming the local fishing boats, you're going to have a passport, and they're going to have computers to swipe your passport to decide if you're even allowed to go out to sea. This is the incredible control. New Homeland Security rules where they're going to swipe your passport when you go anywhere. It'll be much worse than the no-fly list. I mean, we're going into real, live tyranny. But the borders are wide open. And why did Vicente Fox 2 years ago come to Austin and give a big award to Wells Fargo? Because they issue debit cards to the illegal aliens with no IDs that then are used to get houses, to get loans, to work in this country. So total legalization of all illegals. But the citizens are total slaves. And transponders are going to go in all the cars, taxes as we go down the road. They're going to have federal Viper teams on the street running random checkpoints. You see, criminals took control of the government. They want to make sure now that you're starting to wake up to them. They're going to make sure you can't resist so they can continue their criminality and expand it. It's called the T-word, tyranny, despotism. Let's go back to your calls as we follow the election and the staged Saddam trial for the election, just all of it. I've got six or is it seven mainstream media reports here. It's admitted the Republicans, because there's a law where for political speech, which I agree with, you can't block telemarketers. So they have calls acting like they're Democrats, recorded calls saying horrible policies they don't support, being really obnoxious, and they'll call someone three times in a row. And they're calling Democratic voters with the pro-Democratic candidate thing being real obnoxious. And they admit it's a dirty trick and just say, so what? See, things that were hidden in the background now are just, yeah, we're criminals. What are you going to do? North comes now in control. We've got huge microwave-mounted guns ready to fry you in the streets. We've got our helicopters with knockout gas in every major city ready. We've got cameras everywhere and even small towns. It's slavery. Learn to kneel. Learn to take it. I'm not kidding. And yeah, we're going to euthanize the babies and the old people. And yeah, we're going to force vaccines on you. And yeah, we're going to force psychological testing. And yeah, we're going to search your house without warrants. It's a new America, didn't you hear? And we're going to give all the illegals national ID cards, and you're going to take them too. Let's talk to Wesley in Idaho, then Ed, Joseph, and others. Go ahead, Wesley.
Yes, Alex.
Hi.
Congratulations on the success of your film, Terror Storm. Do you include the Levon Affair, 1954, or King David Hotel, 1954?
No, I do know about the Levon Affair. And we couldn't put every false flag in the film. Why don't you tell people about the Levon Affair and then the other issue you mentioned?
Thank you. In 1954, Israelis set up bombs in U.S. facilities in Egypt and intentionally left behind evidence to implicate Arabs. And in 1946, in the King David Hotel, once again, Israelis, this time, well, same, dressed as Arabs, bombed the hotel, killing 91. This is a perfect example of false flag operations when they dress up as someone else. On the subject of Saddam, isn't this a phony Saddam? Google in the words Saddam scam, and you will find pictures that it appears this Saddam is not the real Saddam.
Well, I know the teeth are more crooked than earlier photos now. I know Saddam admittedly had more than 20 doubles. This guy is an actor. He's great. I don't know what to believe. We know they staged the capture of this Saddam. That's now admitted. The Kurds had whoever this was in the north 3 weeks before, and then we even see the special forces colonel, the Marine Force Recon colonel, saying, we got to pull that video back up, we wrote a bunch of articles about it, saying, okay, here's the story, he was in that hole, we found him in that hole, do you understand? That's all you say. Yes, sir, let me say it again, he was in that hole. And then, and the embedded reporter, I guess, got that out too early, and so but we heard it was staged, then it was admitted, okay, he was captured before and put in the hole, and then they staged it all for the cameras to make him look pathetic for the Arab world. Is it a real Saddam? I don't know. The point is, the people think it is, so just taking that argument, okay, Saddam worked for the globalists, it was all staged, if our government gave the orders to him to do all this, then how do we give him the death penalty?
Well, for your listeners out there, once again, Google in Saddam scam and look at the pictures and you decide. An excellent 911 truth candidate in Ohio is Congress for Congress is Jim Condit.
Yeah, we had him on.
Oh, great. I didn't know. His website is realnews247.com. Here, for the last question, did the Nazis use homicidal gas chambers in World War II?
There have been, I know it's some of the camps where they claimed they did. The Russians now admit that they, quote, reconstructed them. So there's a large debate swarming around that. Also, they claimed the original 6 million number came from a claim that 6 million by the Russians were killed at Auschwitz, and they later had to reduce that to 1 million, and then somehow 6 became the number. Regardless, I think Hitler was a bad guy. and did kill a bunch of people and was set up by the globalist. But so it's I don't think people should be arrested, though, for their views. If you want to say a billion people died under Hitler, which isn't true, or if you want to say only five people died, which isn't true either, I think it's your right, free speech, to say it.
Well, Jim Condit did an excellent DVD on Hitler. He was a quarter Jew. He tried to cover it up. And whether or not it was he was really sincere about his hatred to Jews or not is hard to prove, really, because the result was he helped set up this state, this false state of Israel.
Yeah, no, it's admitted now, and even top academia have written books on it, bestsellers. And I appreciate your call, sir. I've really got to move on to the callers. To be fair, like I said earlier, I'm going to really move quick here, and I actually had you on for 5 minutes. And that's a whole other show. I don't like Adolf Hitler. I don't like what Adolf Hitler did. And Adolf Hitler was into the occult. He was very, very evil. But our own government and the president's own grandfather helped fund Hitler. And I know 20 million Germans died. I know millions and millions of Poles died. I know millions of Jews died. I mean, the number is debatable. But we know the Russians killed more people than Hitler did. They're all bad. Let's go ahead and continue with your calls. Let's talk to Ed in Pennsylvania. Ed, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Pretty good.
I'm a first-time caller, and the reason I called in is because I heard this gentleman on the last hour who just never heard of the atomic soldiers, didn't believe a lot of the things you were saying. I mean, I don't know where he was coming from, that he doesn't read, possibly, or that he's just not informed. I mean, he should even think about what happened. I'm a Vietnam veteran. You know what happened to us with Agent Orange.
Sure, and they said it was nutritious and good for you, and it's not. It basically melts your DNA.
Pretty much. I've got prostate problems from it myself, and a friend of mine has gotten cancer also from it. You have these things happen, and you know, I feel that I wish that the people were more educated about what's going on and what our government is capable of and how little they care about you or I.
Well, supporting the troops for neocon followers is festooning your car with a plastic flag made in China by slaves and walking around giddily while the country implodes around you and getting mad at anybody that mentions DU being bad or Agent Orange being bad. It's just basically worshiping government mindlessly.
Yeah, and if you do question them, there's always the police authorities there, too, and you have to be careful of that because, well, as you said, they can come into your house now. They can do anything they pretty much want. They can search anything they want. My business involves me having scrutiny all the time by federal officials because I have an FFL. And let me tell you, they do scrutinize you very carefully. And
a license is a authorization to do something that would be illegal. Fishing is illegal in the King's Lakes. Hunting is illegal in the King's Lakes. Owning rifles that are fully automatic is illegal. It's all illegal, and now they get you basically getting a license for a bolt action. That'll soon be illegal. Again, they train you how to be a good little slave. Travel is now illegal. We always told you this when you accepted a license. Now you can't leave the country unless Homeland Security says you're in good standing. Doesn't matter if you haven't been convicted. There's no due process involved anymore. This is the new America.
It's a very strange situation, and it's like you're under a microscope and they're watching you, and if you make the wrong move, I guess that's why.
But you don't want to watch them, though. You see, you're not allowed to watch government. That's bad and kooky and weird. And don't you know, trust the government. It's always perfect. Let them steal and let trillions come up missing and let them have gangsters running whole departments and let convicted felons run the voting machines and let their engineers go public and say it's a fraud. We'll just laugh at them and say it's good. Oh, everything's nice.
That's why they'd love the guy from the last segment, because ignorance is bliss, isn't it?
Well, it's bliss until you stumble off the edge of the cliff. I appreciate your call. Now, I'm going to try to. We took a couple calls that segment, but it's not enough. I want to take a bunch of calls. I want to move quick. When we get back, I'm going to go to Ed. I'm going to go. Or I just want to Ed. I'm going to go to Joseph and others that are patiently holding the toll free number to join us 1-800-259-9231. And I'm going to go through my stack of news here and kind of blitz through it. But I've got this article, and this is accurate. And again, this is hidden in plain view. You think there's no fly list? No, no, no. There's no go-over-the-border list. You see, it isn't going to be the Mexicans when you try to go into Mexico checking. You know, it's going to be, it's not going to be driving through anymore. It's going to be stopping and swiping your passport. But they don't have to do that coming in. Ah. Yeah, it's a huge prison grid. The gates are closing right now.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the mother of all secret societies, the Illuminati, worships Lucifer, better known as Satan the Devil? Did you know that they are the individuals giving rise to the final world social system described in Revelation chapter 13? Did you know they were the founders of international communism to be the seen enemy of Christianity, to be used to destroy America so that we could be merged into an all-powerful one-world government? We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Public hearings in Los Angeles and all over the country, for that matter, are being made secret. Mainstream trials are being made secret. Evidence is being made secret. Defense attorneys can't see it. Everything in the Patriot Act, everything in the Military Commissions Act. When Bush gets up and says, we've been doing this to fight crime for years, it's true. The whole Bill of Rights and Constitution is being burned. And they just brainwash the police and the constabulary that, well, this is the new way we do things, to fight crime. Yeah, sure, you're fighting crime. I have this Toll Road big glossy color booklet they sent out to everybody. I guess it's the Austin American Statesman here locally. Going, get your free little tag, and then after the first of the year, you're going to have to put money onto your new toll road system. But the roads are free for now, for the next 2 months, if you go and register and get your card now and get your Texas tag tracker chip now. It's wonderful, but if you don't, you'll have to pay. And they've slapped them on existing roads. And then they have part two on the thing they mailed out showing the roads that are in phase two, which is a bunch of other major roads in Austin. And the reason I laugh is all these yuppies and gigglers are gonna get their wish. It's just going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. I shouldn't laugh, though. 90%+ are against it. Government doesn't care. They just say, we got brainwashed people with tattoos all over them, with giant arms on steroids, who wear black masks, and they'll come by and blow your head off. So you do what you're told, scum. And the good part about our thugs is they think they're the good guys. All right. Joseph in England, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Evening, Alex. I just wanted to back you up on something that you were saying earlier, just so that your audience know that it's not just you saying it, regarding the whole thing about something that's going to happen within the next couple of months that you've basically been saying. I don't think it's actually an issue that, you know, this is something that you said, you know, kind of thing. It's a lot of people are basically talking about this on the streets, you know, that something big is going to happen. Everything is lining up as it is now. And it's not just a case of, you know, if it doesn't happen by the end of October, Alex Jones was wrong. You know, it's a case of, you know, strategically, now is the point, you know, to be vigilant and to be, you know, calling into talk shows and writing.
Yeah, I mean, they built the sundae, they put the whipped cream and nuts on it, now it's time for the cherry. I don't know when they're going to put the cherry on it. And I said if we didn't get the word out, they would pull something in late October. And we got the word out.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I know that you're obviously the louder person, so people are just going to basically be looking to you if something doesn't happen. I personally think something still is going to happen. But, again, this isn't an issue of, you know, it's Alex Jones is saying this. A lot of people are saying this at the moment, and they're not just saying it because you're saying it. They're saying it because of we've been looking at the facts, basically.
You know, they're turning most of your major roads into toll roads in London now. Are folks excited about that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I went down to London recently. We, you know, experienced a lot of that down there intensely. I mean, it's all, I live further up north, but it's all basically happening all over the country.
The same thing there is happening here, and I had the former World Bank chief on, chief economist, Nobel Prize winner, saying this is our country's being looted by the globalists. He said they hand over the roads as toll roads to private interest for basically nothing. They gave Spain our roads, and now they're going in. New ones will be turning on every few months.
It's all part of the Big Brother system, isn't it? You know.
I joke around and get mad about it, and I'm sardonic, but I'm really upset. I mean, to know you're a slave, to see the control systems going into place, and then to see the middle class, you know, middle-aged people out there watering their lawns, but you know, in the past, some of them would laugh at me. Now they look scared of me. Or I talk to them, and they go, look, I know it's true, but I just don't want to discuss it. Well, you know what? I'd love to see them get up on their hind legs and fight back.
Yeah. I mean, this is something this is really why it's important to wake people up. I mean, obviously, terrorism is, you know, what false flag terrorism.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's just the salve for all of it happening. You know, yeah. Our police dress like Darth Vader and shake you down because of the terrorist. And we're grabbing all the money out of the Pentagon and the Treasury because of the terrorist. And we're putting cameras up in the schools because of the terrorist. And we're putting guns to children's heads and drills till they wet themselves. And we're going to euthanize the babies because of the terrorist. And we're making all the public meetings secret because of the terrorist. And we're doing it all because they're the terrorist. Anything else?
Yeah, you know. No, you're not kidding. I mean, I've got a story that's off one of my websites basically saying that Blair is basically saying we need ID cards to help fight terrorism. How does that work? You know, it's problem, reaction, solution.
But then he signs a deal to bring in unlimited illegal aliens. Good
yeah,
to hear
exactly.
From you. I appreciate it. Call back. More calls straight ahead. 800-259-9231. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Police listening right now who have made the decision to serve this system come hell or high water. Go ahead. They claim 30 plus vaccines are mandatory now. There's no law. Now they're announcing it'll be 40 plus next year. Just go ahead and give your toddler the shots. Don't believe us. Worship your government. Just take a bite out of it. Trust them. You know I'm a liar, aren't I? I'm a liar, aren't I? Just go ahead and give your child the injections. I love your child more than you do, you scum. But go ahead and serve your God. And when your child's autistic, cop, remember I warned you, scum! I'm getting mad. I need to settle down. And you too, yuppies. All of you. All of you out there who serve this system, you're a bunch of weak-minded trash. You're like, what do you mean? I'm against open borders. I don't like the toll roads either, but I got to do my job. Again, I know most police out on the street are good people or at a deer camp are good people. But when you're ordered to go out in the streets with your big microwave cannons, and if you hadn't gotten them yet, you'll be getting them soon, and fry us, you'll do it. You get in your mob psychology, and I'm talking about the yuppies, everybody. I single the police out a lot because they just whine and complain, and it's endless, and you know how you're the system and how we're the civilians, and you use that military terminology, and you don't know your head from a hole in the ground, and you work for a pack of criminals that could care less about you or your family. And I have enough respect, and I don't have much, but I have more respect for you than your masters do. I'll tell you straight up what I think about you. I'll tell you point blank what's be. You're in this with us. You're with us even if you choose sides and decide to serve the New World Order. That's what's sick about it. It just makes me sick. I got stacks of articles here where whole states are getting rid of sheriffs. Whole states are making police chiefs permanent. Basically, police unions just run whole cities. Pretty soon you'll ride around in golden chariots and we'll just run around licking your boots. Just the whole system's going rogue. The whole system's going to criminals have taken over and they got a bunch of Dudley do-rights working for them. And that goes for everybody else, the CPS workers, the people in the system, the corrupt lawyers, the prosecutors, all of you. The jail guards, the sadistic jail guards. You're throwing your whole country and your whole future away for nothing. You've been incrementally brainwashed. And I'm really mad at police. I mean, coast to coast, they're having drills where armed police come in and put guns to children's heads. It'd be bad enough to announce the drill and do it and traumatize them, but imagine unannounced. I mean, that is pure terrorism. That is causing great emotional harm. That is terrorism. Well, I know it's rough, but there's shooters that go into the schools. Getting in your car is thousands of times more dangerous than the schools. Going into the hospital and having surgery is thousands of times more dangerous. Swimming is hundreds of times more dangerous. I don't want to hear it to keep us safe. All these phantoms of terrorists and criminals. I'm not worried about terrorists if they were even real. I'm not worried about criminals if you wouldn't try to take my Second Amendment away. I could tell a whole story about buying a gun this weekend. Boy, that was fun. I could tell a whole story about what it's like to run into these game wardens. Just everywhere. I'll be out at National Park sometime, and you know, you drive through to buy your ticket to go in, and they're rude to you and tell you the rules. Just everything's changed. It's a bunch of swaggering thugs. You to fit in real nice in Soviet Russia or maybe China today. Now I'm going to go to Scott and Drew and Tom and others here in a moment. And there is the big election, and we'll tell you about all the fraud as it develops and as it unfolds. Got a bunch of big guests the next 2 days. We're tracking all this. Mike Rivera is joining us. Bev Harris with the big HBO specials joining us tomorrow. Brad Blog. I want to try to get Kurt Nemo on. Listen to this. Now you need permission to exit or enter the country. This is a letter to the dear readers of the Sovereign Society offshore newsletter. And I knew about this. This is very accurate because I don't know about the source. I just saw the article and it reminded me of what I learned about 2 years ago with passport changes due to take effect January 1st. That's in less than 2 months. Dear A-letter reader, forget no fly list. If Uncle Sam gets its way beginning on January 14th, 2007, my info is January 1st, we'll all be on no-fly list unless the government gives us permission to leave or re-enter the United States. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security, HSA, has proposed that all airlines, cruise lines, even fishing boats be required to obtain clearance for each passage they propose taking into or out of the United States. The reason I even know this is true, not just reading the stuff a year ago, 2 years ago, I got some family that's going out of the country on a cruise in a few months, and they told me about this exact same thing. Quote, it doesn't matter if you have a U.S. passport, a travel document that now, absent a court order to the contrary, gives you virtually unqualified right to enter or leave the United States anytime you want. When the DHS system comes into effect next January, if the agency says no to the clearance request or doesn't answer the request at all, you won't be permitted to re-enter or leave the United States. And think about all the people that go try to buy guns, no criminal record, but they're not allowed to. Think about all the people. I mean, this is already, it's just so sick. It's like no fly list. How many congressmen and women are on it? I've got some family because they've got a common name who's on it. Consider what might happen if you're a U.S. passport holder on assignment in a country like Saudi Arabia. Your visa is about to expire, so you board your flight back to the United States. But wait, you can't get on because you don't have the permission from the HSA. Saudi immigration officials are on hand to escort you to a squalid detention center where you and others who are now effectively stateless persons are detained potentially indefinitely until the immigration status is sorted out. Well, think about this. You're not a good little globalist in the future. You won't be able to leave the country with your family. You'll have to do the reverse and go down to the Texas border and pay somebody $10 to take you across the Rio Grande in a rowboat, which, by the way, we've done. I remember when I was a little kid, we were down at Big Bend, and my parents, it was common back then, wasn't illegal. They'd take us in rowboats across into Boquias. And let me tell you, Boquias, that's the most beautiful place I've ever seen. That part of Big Bend going across into Boquias, big caves coming out of the side of cliffs next to shores of the Rio Grande with these big green and red rocks all in the water. That was one of the most magic trips I was ever on. I was probably about 6 years old. Got photos of it. And then they took us across on little rowboats, and we got on donkeys and rode into Boquias. And in Boquias, there were dirt-floored saloons and restaurants. I mean, this was, you want to go shoot a movie, that's where Clint Eastwood should have gone. Of course, those places are gone now. They're drug-infested drug courier points, and there's machine gun fights daily and dead, rotting, illegal aliens all over the place because the coyotes shoot them and rob them. The state police and others don't even dare get near the border. They're routinely shot at, routinely killed. All right, I'm already burning time up here. I just wanted to get into that article. And then there's stuff like this out of the Times Union. A narrow ruling cuts a broad legal swath. Agencies are barring the public from hearings after the state high court's decision in a deputy misconduct case. Now public court hearings are barred to the public. And it goes on to talk about the California Supreme Court, which restricted access to documents, even public hearings. Here's Wired Magazine saying tagging phones to track traffic. I have another AP article today. Suddenly, when you know it's a government op, there'll be, you know, 100 articles in a week telling you how great something is. And Austin's going to put in red light cameras now, which have been ruled to be illegal all over the country. That even cuts out the cops. Private defense contractors run them. They're already using the cell phones and announcing it to track everywhere you go. They claim to track traffic. TxDOT's doing it. They're doing it in Kansas, doing it in Missouri, doing it in Ohio, doing it in Montana. We always told you they would. Here they are announcing it. And then I've got this. By the way, Republicans and Democrats almost universally are all for this. The people universally are against it, but they don't care. They're bought off by the same multinational corporations. Well, here it is. Existing roads. They announced that 14 major roads surrounding Austin at key choke points where you literally won't be able to travel anywhere without using the toll roads. They were, in the beginning of 2007, to open 9 of the 14 roads because of protests, lawsuits, absolute bedlam. They're starting with only 2 major roads. They've already opened. They're free, quote, until the first of the year. But here's the deal. You got to go get the tracker chip tag, and you've got to go ahead and put money on the account for when it starts in January. Okay. And this is how they phase it in. This is called domestication. Listen to it. Roads are free until January 6th. November 1st, January 5th, free. January 6th, January 31st, free with Texas tag. February, half-price tolls with K-tag. Texas tag. It's called K-tag in Kansas. I just put that in my first film in 97, so I slipped up and said K-tag. March and beyond, 10% discount with Texas tag. And then after that, no discount. So in Illinois, they doubled the tolls if you're paying with cash, so you got to get the tag. The Central Texas Turnpike Project is now open for business, and it's owned by the Spanish. They don't tell you that. I said two. The way I look at this is it looks like, well, it's 2 existing roads and then 1 new one. That's why I was looking at the map and said two. I'm sorry. It's worse than I said. It's 3, but 2 are existing roads. 3 brand new Texas area toll roads will bring welcome relief from traffic congestion. Oh, yeah, on existing roads. And gridlock in North Austin. Round Rock and Pflugerville. The first 27 miles of high-tech roadways, oh, they're high-tech, all built from start to finish in less than 4 years, well, because they built a few connections into existing roads, offer drivers much-needed options to get where they want to go. Come try them out for free and trade those long waits at traffic lights for a faster home ride. Yeah, if you hit these areas in North Austin during traffic, you'll be in traffic 20 minutes. But now it's going to be even worse because they're grabbing existing roads. Come try them out for free and trade those long waits at traffic lights for a faster ride home to work or wherever your travels take you. And it's got some idiot woman on the front smiling like she just won the lottery with this huge fake smile. I mean, it's ridiculous. Smiling as she drives. Oh, I'm so happy. It's like these drug commercials where it's all gloomy and doomy, and then they take the drug, and then everything's flowers and hopping and jumping. And pay the tolls the fast and easy way with the electronic text tag. Oh, which they tried to make law on all inspection stickers, but we defeated. But don't worry, they're racing ahead with that. They don't care. See for yourself how much time you can save on the new toll roads. Try them. And it says, Loop 1 North, 75 cents. SH 130 Toll Plaza, 150. And the ramps, 50 cents. Tolls are based on how far you drive and what kind of vehicle you're driving. Oh, yeah, gets you into that whole system, which gets you ready for the new Kyoto Accords, and the which is just a global tax, nothing to do with global warming. Whether you believe in it or not, their solution's a fraud. Cut your driving time. It just goes on. It's Texas Tag. Why don't you call it Spain Slave Tag? It says, during the introductory period, there is no charge for your electronic text tag sticker, but you'll need to activate it by setting up and depositing money in your text tag account. So you got to pay for it for the time to come. You know, get some free goods if you sign up with us and sign over your everything to us. Go to txtag.org and follow the simple instructions to order your text tag and create an account, or call 888-GO-TEXTAG. That's 888-468-9824 to speak with a customer service representative. Texas Tollways, Texas Department of Transportation, yay! And they show the existing two roads that it's going to be on. They are grabbing Mopac. Used to, you could go up Mopac and run right into Round Rock. Now, that's a toll road. And if you want to try to cut around Cedar Park on 45, there's going to be a toll road. And then 183 is going to have a toll road. But again, it's two existing roads, one new road, which is just an extension. And then they show them in green that start in the middle of 2007. That's the 183A toll road and the Cedar Park 45 toll road. So there's really 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They say 3. There's really 6 there on their map, but they're being honest because 3 of them open now. Existing roads open now. And the only one that is really new is one extension of the 130 out around town. I'm pretty mad right now, folks. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in New Jersey. Scott, thanks for holding.
Mr. Jones, thank you for taking my call. Thank you for everything that you do, by the way.
Thank you.
I wish I had a comment about the Texas roads, because I'm not in Texas, but I do know
Well, it's happening everywhere. This is to pay for the North American Union.
All right, it's Easy Pass, and basically what they'll do is when you sign up, you get the card. Another way to keep track, you know, they use this to solve crimes and...
That was in the news all over the country. They also track these tags with readers TxDOT put up on other roads that aren't toll roads, yes.
Yes, exactly. I just had a couple of comments real quick. The TexasBorderWatch.org site, I don't know if you really touched on that too much recently. Basically, you can go on there if you see something going on the border. You click the button to report somebody coming across, and I guess they'll... dispatch police down there.
And absolutely nothing is done. And this trains us to be tattletales instead of having the police and the military do it.
Exactly. Another thing, too, I wanted to know, is there someplace I can go to see where the funds from the World Trade Center steal, as far as how much and how that money was distributed, where it went?
No, that's all been made secret, but documents came out 3 weeks ago showing that nothing now out of the funds for the police and firemen has been given. It's all been kept to the lawyers who've sucked most of it, and their own documents where they suppress the asbestos and the mercury and the concrete that they breathe. I mean, there's a bunch of reports on that, so there's pieces of it. But, again, that's secret information. Al-Qaeda might get us if we help the police.
The one lady that makes $300,000 a year to fight the families of the world.
That's right. Yeah, she's the head of the city insurance group.
There was a rally last week that really didn't touch on the news too much. Maybe here and there was a couple of blurbs as far as the families trying to get the Army organization in for the, because they're still finding remains over there. And Bloomberg said, we're not stopping anything and everything's going on.
Yeah, they don't really care about dead firemen and police. Again, they just pat them on the head and go, good slave, good, good. It's like a hunting dog you don't really care about. Oh, Old Yeller's old. So I'm going to go ahead and send him in there with a couple of wild hogs. Let him go ahead and get killed. I don't like that dog no more. The dog will still sit there and lick his hand. Oh, I love you, master. Oh, I love you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Drew and Tom, last callers, final segment. Straight ahead. Big election tomorrow. Whoopee, let's vote for the Republicans. They gave Saddam the death penalty. They're getting tough.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
These toll roads are criminal. They plan to put them everywhere where you don't have a choice, where you must use them, you must bankrupt them, you must not use them. When they start opening them religiously, You must not use the toll roads anywhere in the country. I know a lot of places it's too late. They're already all in place. Before I go to two final calls, tomorrow, big election coverage. Bev Harris joins us and Michael Rivero. You don't want to miss that. We'll tell you about all the things that are going on and what's developing and who it looks like is winning. And, of course, the next day on Wednesday, we'll also give you coverage on that and what other October surprises are pulled. My new film, Terror Storm, has gone into the top 10 on the Amazon charts. Then we didn't promote it over the weekend. It fell back into the top 50 or 60, depending on when you looked at it. I want to push it back into the top 10. I want to hit number one. That's a great way to get a lot of attention to the film, get a lot of other people to carry it. Please help us. Please go get it for $11.19 at Amazon.com. Get American Freedom to Fascism at Infowars.com for $19.95. Excellent new film. And get Terror Storm for $9.95 with your purchase of that. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But I'm asking you for your help. Please go get a few copies of Terror Storm at Amazon.com right now. We've got big links to it up on Infowars.com. Let's talk to Drew in, where are you calling from, Drew?
I'm in Tucson, Arizona.
Welcome.
My comment to the toll roads is that we didn't have a lot down here, and they finally said, well, we're going to build a toll road that's a shortcut from I-10 to I-8. It'll make it easier for the truckers. It'll make it easier for the folks in that area. And it's going to be a toll road, and this is their wedge point. This is their starting point. And so the state of Arizona, look out. Here they come. They're going to tax us, too. I just wanted to point out to your listeners, Alex, that the 9/11 Truth Movement is on the move. There are many events coming up this week, in fact, many showings this weekend. I see the 9/11 Truth Austin's putting a free showing of Terror Storm together in Arlington, Virginia. There's a big symposium with Kevin Barnett, Wayne Madison, Griffin Tarpley in Berkeley, California on Saturday. There's a big event that's with Stephen Jones and others. And then, I'm sorry, Stephen Jones will be in Berkeley, California.
Folks can just do searches for 9/11.
9/11 Blogger, the calendar page on 9/11 Blogger. They're all over. They're having screenings and libraries. It's getting excited, Alex. We're getting the word out. We need people. If there's not an event near you, throw an event together. Call your local library.
Yeah, we're putting on a free showing of Terror Storm at the Unitarian Church this Friday. I'm going to be there. We need the other locals to promote this, and I appreciate your call. We need to promote all those events. Good job, and I appreciate the call, Drew. Sorry to cut you short. I'm hurrying here because the show's almost over. Tom in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Two questions. In Nazi Germany, after the invasion of Czechoslovakia and after the Reichstag fire and the invasion of Poland, were Germans polarized like Americans were and are after 9/11? And number two, was there someone like you or a group of people who created a resistance in Germany?
Germans were very intelligent, the most advanced country in Europe, but they were also very subservient to power and orders and direction.
Uh-huh.
There was resistance, but not as big as it is here. And Hitler also had thugs that would go beat you up or kill you by 36 and 37. And the people would have fought violently back then. But the problem is he could always say you were a communist. Most people fighting him weren't communists, but he could say, okay, do you want the commies to get you? Kind of like, hey, do you want Al-Qaeda to get you? Okay, and then, of course, later he made a deal with Stalin and then later turned on Stalin. I appreciate. What was the other question?
That was it. Thank you very much, Alex.
Thank you. I'm out of time. I heard somebody this morning, a talk show host, going, Hitler, I hear the liberals compare Bush to Hitler. Hitler was a socialist. He took over the German Workers' Party, the National Socialist Workers' Party, the Nazis. It was not socialist, it was fascist, where they took the people's wealth and basically funneled it into corporations. So it is accurate to call the neocons Nazis. In fact, they were Nazi agents. Their progenitors were, many of them. All right, back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Thanks to all the affiliates, the listeners, the sponsors, the great folks running the broadcast. God bless you all. Send Terror Storm to number one. Help us.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.